This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 Farm Futures Summit. About a week from now, Farm Bureau members will be given the charge, go out and advocate. I'll talk a bit about that, how they go about that process, coming up after this. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit, scheduled for January 24th and 25th in Iowa City, Iowa, where you'll learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities and panels of successful and innovative farmers. Yes, it appears this new year will be another challenging one, and the Farm Futures Business Summit can help you gird for the battle, producers, as farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. Don't miss this two-day conference packed with inspiration and ideas. 18 idea-packed learning sessions. You can get all the information on the website, farmfuturessummit.com. It's January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. The one winter meeting you don't want to miss, farmfuturessummit.com. Well, after the farm policy is all put in place, at the end of the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in New Orleans, just about a week from now, that policy will go to the Board of Directors for the American Farm Bureau Federation. They will interpret it, and then the field staff will be charged with implementing that American Farm Bureau policy. Those folks who work in Washington, D.C. will be quite busy, but they always ask farmers to help them, to be advocates for agriculture, exercising their right to not only lobby but advocate for their industry. One thing they suggest is to use the social media, and we see many farmers, especially younger farmers, doing that. Farm Bureau recognizes that social media has radically enhanced the way constituents communicate with legislators, and legislators communicate with their constituents that way. Many of the lawmakers have shifted their energy and attention to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and blogs to be more accessible to those they represent. And electronic communications are fast, inexpensive, and allow legislators to respond more quickly. Farm Bureau points out that Twitter has become a favorite tool of legislators to release press statements and photos and short news items. Oh, every senator and probably almost 100% of the representatives use Twitter. Facebook has become very important to lawmakers, too. More than 90% of legislators in Congress have a Facebook page and use it for sharing information with constituents. Legislators frequently use Facebook to communicate their opinion on pending issues or legislation, and they also use it to talk about what's going on in their states or districts. And Farm Bureau reminds its members that these social media tools can be very effective in helping get the word out on Farm Bureau policy. I'll be back after this.